In Jesus' name we pray. So this is our Life Center Sunday, and our theme is quick to listen. What is the theme? I want you to say it louder. Quick to listen. Our text is James 1:19. James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." What's happening back there? I'll give you people this thing in that book. Can I have the scripture up, please? James 1:19. James 1:19. Okay, so it's important for us to understand that as important as listening is, and I need to calm down, because this topic is very important. It's not a minor thing. As important as listening is, sometimes we do not understand the value of listening. As important as listening is, many people do not put premium on listening. All you need to do is to check your life and check where you've been, check the conversations you've had. Sometimes people just hear what they want to hear. So, because we don't know the value of listening, people turn out to be very poor listeners, and they pay the price for not listening. Our people say life is where? In the ear. Because they found out that that is true. We cannot overemphasize the importance of listening. It is almost like being hearing impaired if you are not listening. It's something that you can't talk enough about its importance. Listening is how you know how someone feels. Our brother is talking about loving one another. One way we show love is to listen to people. It's how you know how he feels when he's talking to me. It's how I know how he feels when he's talking to me. That's how I know how he hurts. That's why I know how the pain in his heart is. Listening is an act of loving. It's how we care. Listening is how we care. If we really love like Jesus, we should listen. Can I hear amen? Do you know that some people, all they need is a listening ear? I had somebody come to my office once, and they had what looked like a humongous problem, but I sat there and this man was talking to me. And when he finished, he started to cry. He said, "Pastor, you are the first person that ever patiently listened to me." He said, "Every single time I start to talk, they throw scriptures at me. Every single time I open my mouth to air my mind, they start giving me scriptures and telling me you must do this. They never heard me." And the man began to cry in my office. He said, "Pastor, I am ready to commit suicide. I'm telling you the truth." He said, "You are the first person that listened to me to the end." And by listening to him, by God's grace, I was able to see where his problem was coming. What people were looking at wasn't the issue. His issue was coming from years before they saw it. Very easy to resolve. It wasn't difficult. Listening is very important. And it's a key thing in relationship. Marriage, relationship with your children, relationship at your job. Listening is very key to building a healthy relationship. If you don't listen to your wife, you don't respect her. Listening is respecting somebody. Even if they don't know what they are saying, they are still human beings that deserve to be respected. Because you too don't know what you are saying sometimes. It's nobody who has said it correctly all the time. So listening is something that it builds relationship, is key in relationship. But because we don't know the value of listening, we don't put premium on listening. Because we don't understand that not listening can wreck your marriage. Not listening can run your children out of your house. And not listening can make you lose your job. And you go around blaming the devil when the real devil is you. Some people who are Christians, what they do in their places of work is unprintable. So you don't even want to talk about it. And then before you know it, they begin to talk all this Bible thing, start praying in tongues and messing up. They have no respect for people. They are lazy. They are incompetent. They won't do their job. And they don't respect their boss. Truancy. You give him job. He checks in at the wrong time. Does that. Everything wrong. And you can't correct them. Their mouth starts shooting out like the devil himself. And they go praying in night vigil against you that you will die. What people do in the name of Christianity is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Church, I said praise the Lord. The major hindrance to gospel is people who say they are Christians. What they do. So it is rude not to listen to people. It's very rude. You are talking to somebody who's not listening to you. That's an insult to you. It's rude. We men that are married, I'm begging you, listen to who? Then you can have rest unto your soul. Women, say amen. You will say amen now. I say women, say amen. Amen. You can have rest unto your soul. They can give you details. You may not want to hear the details, but you have to hear the... It is compulsory that you sit down there and you must be shaking your head in agreement and smiling. If you don't want to smile, but you must smile, it's wisdom. The detail is this long. You want it like this. 30 minutes, they're still going. So I remember the other one, you know, and they say, yeah, honey, go ahead. Yeah, what did you remember? About this time, you are praying, oh, Lord, deliver Daniel, oh, Lord. But it is wisdom to what? Yeah, it will save your soul. It's important that we hear. And if we don't listen to our children, they go and talk to somebody else. So listening is key. It saves, it builds a healthy relationship. Can we say that together? I want you to say it louder. It builds a healthy relationship. Let's say it again. It builds a healthy. If I listen to him, he will know that I mean well. And if he knows that I mean well, even if I say, you know, I don't agree with it, he doesn't see it as I am coming from point of wanting to hinder him. He sees that I'm coming from a point of wanting to partner with him. But it is my attitude that tells him my position. It's not the disagreement. It's my attitude. If he tells me something and I listen to it and I respect and I say, my brother, it's wonderful what you're saying. I heard you all through it. But I think this direction. You see, he's more prone to listen and to know that I want to partner with him. But he hasn't even said three sentences. Say, my friend, stop. Won't hear. There's nothing I do he would believe that I mean well. Even if I mean well. Can I hear amen? So, and sometimes we don't even listen to God. Like he was saying. Let's look at Romans 8:6. Message translation. Message translation. Romans 8:6. Because sometimes we are so obsessed with ourselves. We have obsession to our will. Obsession to what we think we know. obsession to our self-importance, and we're not listening to people, and we can't even listen to God. And so obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Obsession with self is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Continue. Focusing on self is the opposite of focusing on who? On God. Because when you focus on self, you don't listen to nobody. You got it all made up. He said focusing on self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores who? God. Because even in church, they don't listen. He ends up thinking more about self than who? Than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored because it's an insult. It's an insult. When we're growing up, if your father is talking, you must stand there and what? There's no way you won't. Then one day, my mother was talking, and I didn't listen. I didn't listen. In fact, I was murmuring and walking away. I didn't know that she had gone to tell her people in her village that this boy has grown now, that the boy is talking back to her. So early in the morning, about four young men woke me up. They came from her village. They say, we came because we were told you have now grown, you are now a man. Get up, come out, my friend. So I got up. They say, we heard you've grown, you are now a man. Your mother is talking and you are not listening, and you are talking back to her. We want to know how man you are. So I've come. And so since you are a man, it's now man. By that time I was, I said, please, I won't talk back to her again. Please, I'm done. They said, if we hear it again, we're coming back. Of course, that will cure you quickly. You don't want them to come back, because in the village, they come back, they beat you up. That's Africa. They'll come back, they what? They beat you up. They show you are not a man yet. That's what our culture does. That's what we do. Am I wrong? That's what they do. They come from your mother's village, they come. Those young people, they say, we have heard you are not a man. We want to show you how to be a man. If we dare hear you talk to your mother, they didn't cure me. It didn't last long, but at least it cured me for a while. What I'm trying to emphasize is that if people can recognize that not listening is an insult, don't we know that not listening to God is also what? It's an insult. And the Bible says God is not pleased at being ignored. But we do that all the time. All of us. We do that all the time. And some of the reasons why we don't listen is pride. It's pride. We know too much. I know it all. I've had it before. Didn't you read the Bible? The Bible says when you repeat things, you remind brethren of this and say you're a good teacher. The Spirit of God says, yeah, you are what? A good teacher. And you know what you're doing. The reason is because you don't get it all the first time. You don't get it all the first time. Actually, when you preach a sermon, by the time you get to the nitty-gritty of the sermon, you must have preached it over about 14 times. Over. Revelation comes in notches. It comes what? In batches. You say, I've had it before. Hear it again now. Haven't you eaten rice before? But you eat rice again. And this afternoon, many of you will stay eat rice. Eat it again now. The more you listen, the more you understand it, the more you see the connection, the more you see the departments in it, the more you see how it applies to you. It's wisdom to listen. Especially if God is inspiring that thing, you better give it your ear. So they think they know, then they look down on somebody who is talking. You know, so they say, who is talking? Say, this boy, even you, sir. That's why we don't listen. We look down on the person communicating, and then, you know, look at what the scripture says, Isaiah 65, 5. Yet they say to each other, don't come too what? Too close, or you will defile me. I am holier than thou. Then see what the Holy Spirit says about such attitude. These people are stench in my nostrils, an acrid smell that never goes away. Have you had the smell of hydrogen sulfide? Huh? I'm sorry, I'm a pharmacist, so sometimes I bring science. Hydrogen sulfide smells so bad. When you miss sulfuric acid and no, let me not go to science. But hydrogen sulfide, that's what you hear when egg smells. It's hydrogen sulfide. God says, that's the type of stain this attitude does. It smells like stench in my nose. I better than thou. I holier than thou. I know better than you. Who are you to tell me this? And God says, that stinks. It stinks. But that's one of the reasons we won't listen. Because we have exalted ourselves above the other person. Brethren, let me tell us something. Before God, all of us are what? Equal. We are all sinners who are saved by grace. Before God is no respecter of persons. All that bigger than is you doing it, not God that says so. We are all equal before God, and God gave us equal playing ground. He says, when you lift up yourself, it becomes the stench in my nose. It can come in form of attitude. You think he's a fool. What does he know to talk about? I found out in my life that God will help you from sources you did not expect. It will help you if you humble yourself. Amen? And the other reason we don't listen is ignorance. Ignorant people do not know the value of information. They don't know the value of listening. Because it's part of the ignorance now. Because if you're really not ignorant, you should know. Ignorant people do not know the value of listening. They don't know the value of information. So they don't care about it. And they make uninformed decisions, uninformed actions. And when they talk, you will know they are ignorant of the subject under discussion. Still, they don't know they are ignorant. It's a real disaster. They don't know they are ignorant. Look at what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians 8:2. Anyone is anyone who claims to know what? All the answers, doesn't really know very much. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Once you see anybody who claims to know everything, God says the person is totally what? Ignorant. Because if you know, the first thing you should know is the value of information. If you know, the first thing you should know is the value of listening. If you know, the first thing you should know is that I need what he's talking about. I need to know what he's talking about. You see this country where we are? They are very good at what? Listening. They will do everything to listen to you. And we that come from different cultures will cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Sometimes they want to tape what you are saying because they want to hear you. They really want to hear because from hearing you, they know what is in your mind. From hearing you, they can formulate how to respond to you. They can know exactly the type of person you are. Praise the Lord. Come on, I said praise the Lord. And I've said it here. If the white man doesn't know you, you become a mystery to him. That's the best position to take. If you remain a mystery, he'll be probing you all around. I'll be afraid of you. Because they're always afraid of what they don't know. I've dealt with them 18 years now. I found out. Praise the Lord. And they'll be asking you questions upon questions, trying to crack that thing. They want to know you. They brought us to one conference one time, and I didn't know what was going on. So they gave us paper to write our life histories. And you know, so as I was feeling uncomfortable a little bit. So I realized that some people would go behind me and be peeping to see what. And I would turn and they move fast. I said, really? Okay, now you are going to read my life. So I wrote complete jaga jaga, complete nonsense, and gave to them. They went behind and read it. They said, Chinedu, can we talk? I said, I've written everything. Find it. Because they want to know who you are. How can a black man? Because they don't believe a black. I don't want to talk about it. So anyone who claims to know all have all the answers is ignorant. The other reason we don't listen is immaturity. Have you ever talked to children? Their listening span is this one. It's just this one. It's not long. We start talking to children, you better be fast, because pretty soon they are doing other things. I've said it here, and listen to me, church. Spiritual children act exactly the same way like natural children. It's not different. Don't look for that. Natural things show you spiritual things. Everything children do is what spiritual children do. It's not different. Spiritual children are attracted by colors. Anywhere they see anything colorful, falling down, chair shaking, everything, that attracts them. They go by emotion. I'm telling you too. Spiritual children is guided by natural children. So when you see people who can't listen, it can mean that they are spiritually immature. And sometimes they are really immature. That's why they're not listening. Amen. I said amen. And then sometimes, you know, when a spiritual baby doesn't have so much of the fruit of the spirit, so there's not much wisdom he has, there's not much patience, so he can't be patient to hear you out. Can't be patient to hear you out. And sometimes it is low self-esteem and insecurity. Do you know that if he does something wrong, I want you to listen. If he does something wrong, and I start talking to him, there's the way he wants to manage his guilt. The way he wants to manage his guilt is either to shut me down, so I stop what I'm saying, because that thing is piercing his what? His heart. Or he becomes violent. Or to shut me down. Or he becomes evasive. He walks away. But all he's doing is managing his guilt. That's what people do. Sometimes they don't want to hear you because what they are saying is piercing what you have. They don't want to hear. People have different schemes to manage their guilt. Instead of confronting their guilt, they are confronting you. And it doesn't solve the problem. If you understand me, say amen. It doesn't solve the problem. So sometimes we don't listen because what you are in church and the preacher is preaching something that pierces your heart. Some people start murmuring. Right there. Why? They are trying to manage their guilt. The guilt is building and they don't want it. So to start fighting what that preacher is. Sometimes they walk away. They want to avoid it. They want to hear you. But that's a dangerous thing to do, because the best thing to do is to yield to them and repent so that all those things will get away. Amen? I said amen. Now, here is a matured Christian. James 3:17. Here is a matured Christian. James 3:17. It says, I'm reading Amplified. But the wisdom from above is first what? Pure. It's morally, spiritually undefiled. Which means this person is operating in divine wisdom. Then peace loving. Is courteous. Is considerate. Is gentle. Is reasonable. And willing to what? Listen. That's a mature Christian. Is willing to listen. Is willing to listen. Can we say it together? Is willing. That's somebody that is spiritual right there. And then the next verse, 18. Full of compassion and good fruit. It is unwavering without self-righteousness or hypocrisy and self-serving guile. Guile is 419. Guile is wayu. Guile is lies. It's falsehood. That's what guile is. Something that's not true. You know, I can act in guile here and deceive you. Think this pastor is a good man. But you ask my wife, he will tell you, come, let me tell you something. It's called guile. Deceit. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So we see now that when you are matured, you'll be somebody that listens. Immaturity will make you not listen. Even in church, you won't listen. Even in church, you won't listen. Because you are immature. You don't know the value of what God is saying. So you don't put premium on what God is saying. You don't know the value. Now, another reason we don't listen is demonic motivation. When demons are motivating you, they can block your ears. And if the devil, one of the things that the devil wants to do is to block the ears of a human being, not to hear the gospel, not to hear the word of God, not to hear anything that will help him in life. The Bible says, if the gospel is hid, it is hid in those whom the God of this world has what? Blinded them. It blocks you from hearing. Blocks you from here. For many years, what he used to block me from the gospel was that I was a member of the church and a member of the committee. So every time you brought the gospel, I would challenge you and say, but I'm a member of the church committee. And my father is a pastor. So what are you? The thing blocked me for years. We brought the gospel, I laugh at you. I said, you think you go to heaven before me? I said, my father is a pastor now. I was born into this church. See what he used? And then those things became a legitimate argument for me, but the devil entrenched it in my heart to block me from the truth of the gospel. But to God be the glory. One day, the Lord scattered on those things. And to up to today, some people use it as an argument. So I'm not a bad person. Nobody is saying you are bad, but don't let your goods prevent you from getting your best. Can I hear amen? So, see 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word of God. Be prepared. 2 Timothy 4:2. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently do what? Correct. This is verse 2. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. For a time is coming when people will no longer do what? Listen to sound doctrine, to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own people who are obsessed with self. He said it's coming. Why? Because the Bible talks about the preponderance of demonic activities. This is one of them. He said they'll follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears wants to hear. So you are telling them the truth is pricking their conscience instead of listening. They walk out. They are looking for somebody who, you know, people come to me now. They say, Pastor, I want to see what is. They are doing what is obviously wrong, but they want me to what? Agree. Yeah. Justified. And when I say, can we go to the scripture, they run away. Because they go looking for a pastor who will say, yeah, do what you are doing. Do you know in this church, people sit here and they're texting. They're texting. In this church. People sit here and watching game. In this church, people sit here. Sit here during summer. The word of God is demon motivation. They sit in this church and then going to the internet playing games, computer games. Sit in this church. The Bible said in the last days, iniquity will what? And guess what? Parents buy those things for them. Instead of giving them Bible to church, they give them gadgets to church. Yeah. And when you give them gadgets to church, and when they grow up and the devil already has them, guess who is the first victim? You. You are the first victim. All this honey, honey, love you thing, honey, honey, honey. Give them Bible. Bible will make them love you genuinely. Gadget will make them love the world. And the devil is the god of what? This world. You don't know. Let me tell people something. There are demons you get attached to as a young child. You get attached to those things, they begin to manifest later in your age, not immediately. I'm telling you what I know. You get your children attached to violent demons, all these immoral demons, all these things that are birthing out of these things that are, you see on the internet. You get them attached to it. They call it, he loves to play these games. He loves to do this. You have no idea what you are doing to your child. Haven't you found out that people who watch violent films turn out to be what? Violent. When you are comfortable that your child is in church playing games, I doubt if you're a Christian yourself. I doubt seriously if you're a Christian yourself. Praise the Lord. I didn't hear anything. That's why I came down. So we'll talk face to face. God is my witness. Nobody's blood is in my head. If you give your children gadget to come and insult God, I doubt if the Spirit of God is in you. I really doubt if you are saved yourself. I think you need to go and get saved. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Church, I said, praise the Lord. Church, I said, praise the Lord. Give them Bible. Even in the house, you don't have Bible. You don't read it now. Listen to me. If you don't read the Bible, it's because you are not a doer of the word. And it's because you don't believe in it. If you believe in the Bible, you read it. If you don't read the Bible, you don't believe in it. If you believe in that Bible, you will read it. Simple. The other reason we don't listen is lack of wisdom. It's lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. Proverbs 12:15. Proverbs 12:15. Let's read it together, everybody. Let's go. Let's read it one more time. Read it one more time. Come on. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise do what? Listen. See what I'm telling you? Immaturity will make you not listen. Spiritual immaturity. Foolishness that abounds in the house of a child. He said, fools think they know what they're doing, but a wise person will listen to others. Let's read one more proverb. Proverbs 18, verse 13. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. You won't listen. You won't listen. You're answering already. Even in the family. No, you're not my wife. She's talking to me in the family. And I answer her. But I have not listened to her to find out what the matter is. The Bible says, he that answered a matter before, come on church, before, whether the person is your wife or your husband, they're talking to you, you answer the matter before you hear it, the Holy Spirit says, it is folly and shame unto the person. It is foolishness. You should listen to the thing. Even if you're uncomfortable, listen. A wise man listens to others. Listen. Proverbs 23:9. Don't waste your breath on fools, for they will despise the wisest what? Advice. They won't listen to it. You know how Jesus lived his life? By listening. He lived his life by listening. In Luke chapter 8, verse 18. Okay, well, before we go there. Yeah. Okay, no, John 5:30. I can do nothing on my own. I judge as God what? Tells me. I listen. I know I can do nothing. So the only way I live my life is to listen. Therefore, my judgment is just, because I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my own will. He said, I can do nothing. I know I'm not smart enough. So the only way I live my life is to listen. Whatever he tells me is what I do. Now, he now tells us to how to live our lives. That's what he tells us. He tells us how to what? Live our lives. In Luke chapter 8, 18. So pay attention to how you hear. This is the Lord Jesus talking to us. He said, I pay attention to what they tell me. So you too pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen. To those who listen. To those who listen. To those who listen to my teaching. What will happen? More understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from. They will forget it. That's virtually what he's saying. They are going to forget that. It will go. I don't know how many people go to church and really listen. I've been around a long time. Because we make announcements here. In fact, I was still going to do announcements today. And people will call you and say, Pastor, was it announced? And they were sitting here. And it's not once, it's not twice, a regular thing. And they will laugh for, laugh and go home. I say, Pastor, was it really announced? That thing is dangerous. Because the day information will come that will save your life, you may not be listening. My mentor says something, he has not left me. He said, watch that person that doesn't listen. He said, watch how he ruins his life. He said, make a mental note of anybody who doesn't listen. He said, watch them. And when you've been in the ministry for 60 years, you should know what they're talking about. Proverbs 4:20. Message, Proverbs 4:20. Dear friends, do well, what? Listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Listen well, not just listening. Do what? Listen well. Now we're talking about gadgets and playing this in the church. The Holy Spirit says, do what? Listen. Not listening will affect you so adversely. For instance, you won't have faith. Let's be real. Faith is not coming. Because faith cometh by what? Hearing. And now you are not hearing. So how will faith come? And when faith doesn't come, you begin to do rituals and chase men of God around, thinking there's a magic anointed man somewhere who is removing all the problems. And you start traveling from here to Texas, Texas to Connecticut, Connecticut to so. And the only thing that will solve your problem is what? Listen. Just listen. What you are looking for in Texas is right there in your room. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And now, if I'm not listening and I don't have faith, church, I want to ask you a question. Where is my shield that will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy? I don't have it. And if I don't have it, I'm vulnerable. Extremely vulnerable. And what did the scripture say? My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. What is the solution to lack of knowledge? Knowledge. How do you get knowledge? By listening. Then hardness of heart. If the Lord will let me, one day I will teach you about how the devil uses hardness of heart. It's a dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous thing. And he uses it effectively. He comes and corners your thinking and takes it captive and entrenches it in something that's not true and uses it to wreck your hope. He uses it to tear churches apart. What is not true? But it's entrenched in you. You believe it is true. Nobody can talk you out of it. But for now, that's not what I'm talking about. But all those things are possible because people don't listen. Look at what the scripture says, Matthew 13, 15. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear. Look at what is happening here. Their heart is what? Hardened. It's called stubborn. And their ears can. That hardened is part of what the scripture talks about the stronghold of what? The enemy. Hardened. Nobody can convince you otherwise. Nobody. It becomes the devil holds you there. Not even your past, not even when you read the Bible. You will try to twist the Bible around to agree with that thing. It's terrible. I'm telling you the truth. Hardened. And when Jesus talked to them, what did he say? He said, you are of your father what? The devil. He said, the will of your father now, you will do. That's what happened. So their heart is now hardened, and their ears cannot hear anymore, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot now turn to me, so that what will happen? I will heal them. You see the process that led to that? No healing, nothing. And the word, the Spirit of God is, they cannot, they cannot, they cannot, they cannot. It's all started from not listening. The hearts of these people are now hardened. Their ears cannot. And they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot. And their ears cannot. And their hearts cannot. And the result, no understanding. And they cannot turn to me. They cannot. They're not going to turn to me. They cannot. So you stand and preach all you want to preach. You see people doing the same things over and over. They cannot. Something is holding their heart. Quick. They cannot. I said, bro, of all these things they are preaching here, you are still, and after that, still doing what you do. The Lord will help us. I said, the Lord will help us. So, but when we start listening, then we get understanding. And from understanding, we get wisdom. And then we can make life adjustments that can save us from embarrassment, that can save our lives from destruction, that can bring us to a place of prosperity. Now, we know that the Lord Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And what? I'm not hearing you. You shall know the truth and what will happen? You shall know the truth and what will happen? Can you know the truth without listening? It's not possible. Everything starts from here. Look at Luke chapter 6, verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of Judea, and where again? Jerusalem, and where again? From the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to, number one, what? Hear him. And now to be what? Healed of their diseases. They came to hear him first. He said, these people cannot hear me, so they will not be, they cannot be healed. But these people came to hear him first. Church, I'm telling you, if you are not interested in what he has to do, you will miss his healing. You are going to miss it. Because he sent his word to heal you and to deliver you. And if you don't know what the word is saying, you can't keep your miracle. The devil will take it. It's a matter of time. So he said they came to hear him and now to be what? Healed of their diseases. The next verse, please. 18. And they that were vexed of unclean spirits, and they were healed. 19. And the whole multitude sought now to touch him, for there went a virtue out of him and healed them all. Because they came to hear, and all of them that had, they were all wise. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. I said amen. So, you know, we can make a decision today to start listening. You can't preach enough about listening. It's all over the Bible. It's all over there. The Bible says, redeem the times, for the days are evil. It's what you engage in. What you engage in is what you hear. It's what you engage in is what you hear. You can't sit and hear things that are violent, things that are totally useless, that stir your anger and plant in all manner of things inside of you. Those things will bear the fruit of what you're hearing. Words are seed. So we need to make up our minds that we need to be hearing. It's important that we hear. It's important that we hear. Everything starts with a decision. Can we say it together? I want you to say it with me. Say it louder now. Everything starts with a decision. Say it louder now. Everything starts with a decision. Discipline yourself. Listening needs discipline. The flesh won't want to listen. Listening needs discipline. And it's something we can all do. Paul said, I put my flesh, what? Under control. You need to learn to discipline yourself. For a long time, I was not listening too well. And my wife wanted to talk to me. I'll shut her down. I said, women, what do you want to say? Again, women trouble. I've heard what you, I know what you want to say. It's only wahala. And I was like that for a long time. Brethren, I'm telling you the truth. I won't listen to her. I won't listen to her. But I didn't know that my life was rotting. I didn't know that I was like tomato, rotting where? Inside. And that thing I was doing was as a result of rottenness inside. I thought it was but it was rottenness inside. Until by experience, God taught me that this life is smelly. You know, the glory of God is hidden. It's hidden. The Bible said the secrecy is the glory of God. The glory of God is really hidden. But those who sincerely want to search it out, God will reveal it to them. There is glory in humility. There is glory in all these fruits of the Spirit. There's incredible glory in them. When you humble yourself, you see the glory of God. And I began to realize that I needed to listen to her. Because listen to me, church. Everything she told me was for my own good. When she said I shouldn't drink beer, I told her to go home. I'm no more married. But now I found out that drinking beer made me fat. Praise the Lord. If I listen to her then, I won't be as fat as I am today. And today I will not be doing diet. I don't eat in the night. I'm struggling now. Can somebody say amen? But when she was telling me then, what did I say? I don't want to marry again. But now I want to marry her over and over. You are people still owe me change. Your mother telling you that. I'm just giving you a little snippet. If I listen to my wife, I'm not kidding you, I wouldn't be fighting weight today. She told me about eating small. Then I told her, I said, how can you not eat? This soup is so tasty. I needed more. She said, my husband, no. Eat what? Small. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Men eat. And when I was eating, somebody said, yes, you better not eat like that, my friend. So I was eating. Guess what was happening? Humpity dumpity, sat on the wall. She married one man and finally found we were now three in one. And that's the worst thing you can do to anybody. You went to the altar as a man. After some more years now, you are four. How does she manage four men in one? If I listen to her then, I'll still be very slim now. Now, I don't take this, I don't take that, and I'm looking at those things, and I'm saying to myself, if you listen then, you'll be eating these things now. But she was telling me then, I did not listen. She told me that I'll be a pastor, that I should go and serve God. I said, no. I said, I'm not listening to you. So how can I be a pastor? I said, I'm a pharmacist now. I'm a businessman. I said, don't you like money? Hey. And I'll go and bring 500 naira day. When Volkswagen was 1,000 something. Bring five and give to her. I said, if it's money you like, this is what? Money. I said, I came into this world to make money. Pastor, I say, you must have malaria. Do I look like a pastor? Not listening will destroy your life. I'm not joking. My wife was crying. I said, crying? Because money? I'm giving you money. He said, my husband, go and serve Jesus. And God called her and gave her the date I'll be a pastor. She continued to pray for me. This one, the devil, I was flying all over the world. I fly to Holland. I fly to Europe. I fly to Taiwan. In fact, the deposit I paid in Taiwan for a factory stayed there. I wanted to get a factory to Nigeria to be doing gelatins and capsules and all those things. My deposit stayed there. It stayed there in Taiwan. I was flying all over the place and flying business class, feeling too. My ear was blocked. My ear was plugged to the purpose of God because of pride. But she was praying. On the very day God said so, somebody shout hallelujah. I was in a lorry doing business. My pastor stood in the church and announced to the church that pastor, if that senior day man is a pastor, I will make him a pastor today. In my absence, they announced my pastor. Asking. I wasn't there. They made me a pastor because the date had come. And when I came back, leaders meeting, they brought me and said, you're a pastor. We made you a pastor that day. Prayed for me. She came to me and said, what is today's date? And I remembered. Brethren, don't joke with this thing. I'm telling you, help will come from sources you don't even think. But if you train yourself to listen, then God can help you, because that thing that will kill you, as it's coming, you may not see it, but somebody will come and say, my brother, please. And if you shut down every mouth that will help you, which one is left? You've shut them down, huh? And the days of calamity, you're on your own. He that has ear to hear, I'm done. I want us to bow our heads. I want you to bow your heads and talk to God now. What did you hear? Are you going to make a decision now that God has a purpose in giving you ears? The purpose is to save you from destruction.